Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Waterloo Blackhawks have clinched a playoff spot officially. They came into the weekend needing to pick up 6 points to clinch or to see the Des Moines Buccaneers miss out on any of the 6 points that they had possible. Well, the Hawks did it themselves with wins Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday afternoon by the final of 7-1 against the Tri-City Storm. And it's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. And lots of highlights for the Blackhawks in this one. Waterloo got going just 5 minutes and 16 seconds into the game. Now Morick fires one just wide as it came his direction. Reed now out to the line. Phelan shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks. The shot from the high slot. Michael Phelan let it go. It ended up going up over the shoulder of Corpy. Was it tipped? Tough to tell in real time. Grady Deering with the tip for his 14th goal of the season, turning that shot by Michael Phelan into a goal. Phelan the assist and an assist as well to Jaden Kerr. And the Blackhawks ahead 1-0. They scored 19 seconds into Saturday's game and led the rest of the way. This one, well, it took a little longer, but that goal at 5:16 put the Blackhawks up 1-0, and Waterloo would lead by one score or another for the rest of the afternoon. The Hawks did all the scoring in the opening period, making it 2-0 at 15:11. And Reed flips it right back the other way, and here's Mustard for Lindbergh on right wing to the offensive end, trying to get McEwen turned around. He fell down. Lindbergh centers, open side, Mustard scores! Here come the Hawks! Mustard just had to put that one on an angle off the feed from Lindbergh so that it would go between the pipes. The puck came his way on the terrific feed after McEwen had gone to the ice. Lindbergh had a pocket in the right wing corner, and Mustard bangs it in. He's got goals in back-to-back games. John Mustard with his 25th goal of the season, giving the Hawks a 2-0 lead at 15-11 from Gavin Lindbergh and Carson Reed. Hawks up 2-0 going to the second, but quickly in the second, it became 3-0 Waterloo. Compton up the ice to center and Thorson. Rink wide for Erdman, has a lane to the front of the net. He shoots and scores! Griffin Erdman beats Corpy low to the stick side on a terrific setup, flying up left wing, and Thorson found him. It's 3-0 Waterloo. 18th of the season for Erdman at 2:25 of the second period, set up by Gavin Thorson as well as Dylan Compton. Blackhawks up 3-0. Tri-City would get their lone goal in this game, making it 3-1 moments after a Blackhawk penalty had come to an end. The Storm not able to convert on their power play, but scored in the ensuing seconds. Cameron Briere finding the puck behind the Blackhawk net, pushing it back to A.J. Lacroix at the top of the left circle, and Lacroix putting it under the crossbar from there. Snapping one into the net, Lacroix from Cameron Briere and Artemi Nizhemeyev at 6:19. So it was a 3-1 game. Storm back within two, but the Hawks would make sure that they stretched the lead with the next Waterloo power play. Altrichter carries back in, but on the left wing side. Got around one defender to the side of the net, dropped it into the slot. Here's Felicio shooting. Corpy to save. Rebound pushed in by Deering. Here come the Hawks. What a power play goal from Grady Deering. He'd been knocked down at the side of the net, but that put him in perfect position when the puck was trickling toward the goal line to nudge it across and in, and the Blackhawks capitalize on the power play to go back up by three. Deering pushing it in for his second of the game and 15th of the season. Will Felicio took the initial shot. Jakub Altrichter also assisting on the power play score at 9:03 of the second period. And the Hawks up 4-1. And with just less than a minute to go in the second, the Hawks would make it 5-1. It went to the end wall. Blaise Savoy gave it up there to Altrichter. Jakub Altrichter back to Landon Nyes. Then for Kerr, shoots from the right point, off the crossbar and in. Here come the Hawks on a goal by Jaden Kerr. Just under a minute left to play in the second period. And Kerr on the setup by Nyes, and Altrichter puts it off the crossbar and in. Jaden Kerr for his fifth goal of the season, assisted by Landon Nyes and Jakub Altrichter with 59.8 seconds left to go in the second period. So the Blackhawks took a 5-1 lead to intermission. back to the power play early in the third period for another Blackhawk goal. Felicio sets up Mustard. He passes up the quick shot, gives it back to Altrichter. Firing save, rebound flipped in. Here come the Hawks with Gavin Lindberg scoring from the top of the crease. Back-to-back multi-point games for Lindberg. And Waterloo with three unanswered. At one point it was 3-1, but now 6-1 Blackhawks. Lindberg's 17th of the season, assisted on the power play by Altrichter. It was his third consecutive goal with a hand in it. He assisted on all three of those. Lindberg's goal from Altrichter and John Mustard on the power play at 3:50 of the third period. And the Hawks would add one more on a rush that was pretty impressive with Jaden Kerr leading the way up the ice. Hawks take it away. Here's Kerr bringing it out to center. Maybe a two-on-one look. Kerr with Erdman. Kerr moves in, flips it Erdman's way. He shoots and scores! Griffin Erdman has multiple points in every game against Tri-City this season. Two more goals in this one. A terrific finish on the setup by Jaden Kerr, who's got a goal and two assists. Erdman's second of the game and 19th of the season, assisted by Jaden Kerr at 17:56. And that made the score 7-1, which was the final. The Hawks were 2-for-5 on the power play in this game against Tri-City for the two games this weekend. Waterloo 3-for-9. Meanwhile, the Storm went 0-for-3 in this game after going 0-for-3 on Saturday, so a good penalty-killing effort for the Blackhawks. Wrap in the Cedar Rapids game on Friday. The Hawks 7-for-7 on the penalty kill. And Waterloo deserves some extra credit in that regard when you loop in the Cedar Rapids game, because the only power play that the Rough Riders had was a four-minute double minor that the Blackhawks killed off. They only get credit for the one penalty kill, but really it was worth two for Waterloo in that Friday game. Hawks outshot the Tri-City Storm in the third period 12-4. For the game, the shots favored the Blackhawks 33-25. The win to Jack Spicer with 24 saves. Spicer bumps his record for the season up to 13-11-1. The loss to Cameron Corpy. He had a tough weekend with a loss on Friday in Des Moines. He played in relief unexpectedly on Saturday. Actually saw more time than starter Thatcher Bernstein. And then in this one, the Tri-City Storm not able to help out Corpy much. Hawks with 33 shots against him. He made 26 saves with 7 that got by. Corpy with the loss, dropping on the season now to a record of 24-13-5. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Maybe you have the best lawn on the block. Maybe your green space could use some improvement. Whatever your situation, rely on Scott's this spring. Fertilizer and lawn food for a stronger lawn. Find Scott's products at Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale, where you can also find help with your project. The Blackhawks have clinched a playoff bid, and now they go to Fargo to take on the top team in the USHL as Fargo looks to try to lock up the regular season title, the Anderson Cup. The Hawks have designs on trying to catch up with the Sioux City Musketeers for second in the USHL's Western Conference, so plenty on the line next weekend when the Blackhawks are in North Dakota.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.